And we're live.
Good evening.
Good morning.
Novak News.
Novak Morning Minutes. Sorry for the, what is it called again? The branding of it?
That's all right. Look at this. It's fixed.
Bang. Guys, Billy Durry, Sienna Thomas, live 8 p.m. Monday night. We're going to be talking about 10 important questions every tenant should ask the agent when going through their open home or just inquiring for a rental property. Stay tuned.
Let's kick it off.
How's your
hot questions.
That's right. How was your Monday?
Yeah, it was good.
Eight to eight,
really busy day. Yours?
Yep, 8 to 8, always busy day for us in property management. Good. Sales, the sales pumping?
Sales is good. Monday's involved wrapping up the weekend and kicking off the week, so it's all tied into one, which is good.
So guys, we're going to be talking about 10 important questions every tenant should ask an agent when inquiring for a rental property or going through a rental property for an open home.
Yep.
So we've got some questions for us.
I think these questions are so important to get, get out early on, and then that way you know what, you know, the tone of the tenancy is going to be for the remainder of your, you know, period into your new home.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than finding out once you've moved in, you know, a surprise or a curveball that throws things out the window. And communication is obviously key here.
Yeah.
Being honest and transparent, what you're looking for, what a perfect scenario for you looks like. And then we try and match that up with the, you know, the owner of the property, and hopefully everyone's happy.
That's it. Perfect.
Yeah. So you've got 15 minutes at an open home. There's always people running in and out.
Yep.
Sometimes it's probably easier to just pick up the phone and actually ask these questions.
Or walk into the agency directly.
Yeah, after the open. But if you can get yourself one-on-one with the rental agent at the open home, what's the number one question they should ask?
Well, let's start off with the easy ones. What is the duration of the lease agreement? Now, this is a massive question always asked at rental properties. Usually with rental properties, it is a one-year lease, and it will be specified on the advertisement before you go and inspect the property as well online.
So that's what most people are looking for as a start. 12 months. It's obviously a big move, moving home, so doing sometimes six-month intervals is a bit short.
Yep.
Of course, there's families looking for longer stays than 12 months. Sometimes they might want a 24-month lease to begin with and then see what happens from there. But 24, generally, most common.
And in main cases, six-month leases as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
What happens after that?
Well, what are the terms of the lease, renewal or extension?
Yep.
So basically, guys, when you are on a fixed-term lease and it's coming up to an end, either you have the option to vacate the premises, renew your lease agreement, or go to a month-to-month lease agreement. So the common practices include negotiating a new lease, adjusting rent prices, or addressing other relevant terms. So if you are looking to renew your lease agreement, get in contact with your property manager directly.
Yeah.
Ask those questions straightforward so you're aware what's going to be coming up.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. Sometimes an owner will say, look, I'm actually doing 6 months of travel and I'm going to move back into the property after the lease. Or sometimes people will say, no, I've actually moved overseas and I really want the property tenanted for a long period until we return home. So I guess if you find that out nice and early on, then you can work out whether that's going to be a good long-term home for you.
Spot on, Bill.
Which is a good one. Question number three.
What are the monthly rental costs and what do they include? Utilities, maintenance, etc. It's not just the rent, guys. And this is something that tenants are really, really need to look into before putting that security deposit down. Now, a tenant usually pays for services such as electricity, gas, phone, internet connection, etc.
Yep.
And a landlord can only ask a tenant to pay water usage if the property is separately metered. So always keep that in mind that you may or may not have to pay water.
Okay, that's a good one to know.
Yep.
So sometimes if it's a house granny flat, the Wi-Fi might be included, the electricity might be included. You obviously want to know that before you go setting up your own accounts as well.
Yep.
So it's good to know beforehand, and particularly if you've maybe been had the luxury of having your utilities included in your stay, that's certainly not normal across the industry or across the board.
And that is the best. Tenants love that.
Tenants do love that. So if you can include your Wi-Fi or include your you know, water on the same meter, then maybe that's something to consider.
Absolutely. Now, also maintenance as well. I think a lot of tenants do get a bit confused with wear and tear and actual maintenance itself. So landlords, you are responsible for keeping upkeep of the property and ensuring that all maintenances and repairs are paid up front as well. The tenant is not required to pay for any maintenances or repairs unless it is damaged from them.
Okay. So generally speaking, if there's an emergency repair or a general maintenance request, that goes through to the landlord and, you know, they either come out and fix it themselves or have someone attend to that.
So what is the process of maintenance requests? What do you do as a tenant? Promptly contact your property manager.
Yep.
Now, there is a difference between urgent and there is difference between also a non-urgent repair. If you are looking at a bathroom tap leaking and it's going all across the bathroom floor and it's going to cause the property to be have water damage, make sure you contact the property manager directly by a phone. Yep. If it's, what's another example for a non-urgent repair, Bill?
A non-urgent repair?
Yeah.
If it's something as small as the door hinge being a bit squeaky, just keeping you up at night, you can probably wait until the next day. Probably doesn't need an electric, an emergency handyman coming out, but certainly, you know, worth reporting and getting it looked at.
Definitely. So that can be by email or our website as well. There is a form that you can fill out on our website that shows you what you need to do in the process of getting that repair fixed.
Yep.
So also providing photos as well is great for property managers so we know exactly what is wrong.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
If you can try and expedite the process of getting to the bottom of what's the problem and what the solution would look like, chances are you're going to get your repair attended to so much quicker. It's sometimes the difference of someone actually coming out, having a look at the property and figuring out for themselves or just having a look at a photo and going, yep, I know what to do.
So number six, are there any restrictions or rules regarding altercations or decorations within the property?
Yeah, it's a good one to know. I think particularly we represent a lot of brand new or near new properties. There's a lot of beautiful, pristine white walls. Quite often a landlord will do new carpet or new paint before a tenant moves in as well. Generally, they want to maintain that as well. So sometimes there's reservations around, you know, people going and putting nails into the wall to hang pictures and things like that. I think if you intend on doing that, it's worth asking the question once you've paid your deposit.
And always keep in mind, guys, that it is essential to have this written down in an email and also consented by the property manager herself or the landlord directly. This can also save you a lot of struggle at the end of the tenancy when you're getting your bond returned as well. Can cause a bit of a headache for everyone.
Yeah, it's worth noting it on your ingoing report. You've got to remember, as a tenant, you've got 7 days to report any changes or anything that you want to note in the report yourself, and that's a good place to do it.
Yep. So subletting and having guests over, what is the policy? What do you need to do? Because I do get a lot of questions asked from tenants that my mom's staying over for a month. Is she going to need to be on the lease agreement? Does she need to pay rent to you guys directly?
Yeah.
Look, guys, subleasing is allowed within the rental property, but you are required to have written consent by the property manager or the landlord itself. Residential Tenancies Act 2010, as a tenant in New South Wales, you are allowed to have a guest in a rental property for the maximum of 2 weeks in a 4-week period.
Okay.
Unless the landlord obviously gives written consent.
I think the biggest thing there is just having a, you know, mutual common courtesy of keeping everyone updated. And if you know you're going to be away for extended periods, it's in your best interest to actually notify the property manager as a tenant, because if anything goes wrong or they need to get access to the property for whatever reason, it might be something as basic as a smoke alarm check.
Yeah.
They're going to want to know who's there and who to contact. You know, there's no harm in sending in the email. So it's
definitely
really good idea.
And also to note as well, if you are having guests over or you are subleasing to a tenant and the property manager is not aware about it and that tenant has damaged the property, it will be under your responsibility to pay the damage as well. So, or you can get evicted.
Yeah, okay. So there you go. You've got to keep everyone updated on the same page.
Any upcoming renovations or construction projects?
From the tenant's point of view?
Yeah.
Okay. What does that look like? Do you get many?
Well, look, an agent is required to disclose any renovations that will affect the renter of enjoyment of the property throughout the tenancy.
Yep.
In some cases as well that I noticed in DYs, there's a lot of construction projects coming up, like across the road from a rental property I'm trying to lease out. Just make sure you let, you know, the agent know what's going over there. Can I get more information? Is this going to affect the noise? Is this going to affect my quiet of enjoyment? Is really important to ask as well, because we sometimes get the cases of tenants not realizing construction projects are across the road from them, and we get a lot of complaints, which is fine, but ensuring you just get those questions out before signing that lease agreement.
Yeah, and I think worth doing your own bit of due diligence there as well. If you, you know a friend or a family member nearby, see if they've heard about anything. A lot of this stuff's all public knowledge on council website as well.
Definitely.
So, you know, as a strata approval project, there is a process you've got to follow to notify those around you. That's one of the ways to check.
Number 9, how is the security of the property insured?
Yeah.
Question. That's a good question. Now, just ask about the types of locks, alarm systems, or any other security features in place to safeguard the property. So whether or not the front door's got a deadlock or a front door lock, if there are security alarms within the common area itself, is there a security door,
yep.
Where can I get a fire exit from, et cetera, always having those questions on hand.
Yeah, a lot of the newer buildings have got security access from the front door these days, and if they don't, even some of the older buildings have invested funds to do those upgrades. Yep. Generally, you can, you know, find out for yourself through a bit of sort of a search before you go into the property. Have a look at the front door, and if you can see the door is not open to begin with, generally that's a good sign that there's security, particularly if it's got intercom.
And tip for renters as well, legislation has changed, so child safety locks on windows are essential now. So always make sure your rental property that you're going to put a deposit down also has those safety features as well,
yep.
Keeping that in mind. Oh my God,
and
we've
our
gone
last
through
one.
So much.
We're powering through.
What is the protocol for terminating the lease early, if needed, and are there any associated fees or penalties?
Yeah, break of lease fee. It's a big question.
Huge question. So if the tenant is in a fixed term lease agreement, you are required to provide 14 days notice if you're vacating the property. 21 days notice if you are not on a fixed term lease agreement as well. Now, mandatory break fees may apply, which is payable based on the stage of the agreement. So I've had this all written down because I can't remember off the top of my head.
That's all right.
Look, 4 weeks rent if less than 25% of the agreement has expired. 3 weeks rent if 25% or more, but less than 50% of the agreement has expired.
Yep.
2 weeks rent if 50% or more, but less than 75% of the agreement has expired. 1 week's rent if 75% or more of the lease agreement has expired. But guys, property managers have all those answers. So if you are wondering, just send an email to the property manager and we'll tell you how much you owe.
Yeah, and you can look on the Tenancy New South Wales as well website. So if you're ever in doubt, you can jump on there and actually look. Does differ depending on your circumstance, but they have updated that legislation to break it down into 25% sort of quarters, and then work back how much is left on your lease, how much, you know, break lease fee do you have to pay.
I have a question for you, Bill.
Yeah.
What happens if the property is put up for sale? What happens to the tenant? What happens there?
If the property is put up for sale, the tenant is protected by their lease agreement. So don't worry, tenants, nothing's changing. If the property sells, the lease actually stays with the property. So it's an agreement, yes, between an owner and a tenant. However, if it's in that fixed term period and, you know, the property comes on the market for sale and your lease isn't due to expire until Christmas, you've got up until Christmas, you know, with the exact same terms that you signed with at the beginning.
Yep. What happens if it's on a month-to-month and you're not on a fixed term agreement? You don't have that security.
If it's on a month-to-month, there is a notice period there. However, it's just like any other time. It's not a next day eviction or anything like that. We do sort of pride ourselves on having really good sort of chat with our tenants up front and making sure they feel nice and comfortable. So
and also helping them find another rental property if that was to be purchasing another rental property or if that was to be renting another rental property. Once you're our client, you're always our client.
100%. I think that's awesome to have a good local team around you and, you know, have the conversation nice and early on. That way it's not a rush at the end.
And there's no penalties, right?
No penalty to the tenant, no. Yeah. If you choose to, you know, leave the property within your fixed time, that's slightly different, you know, like any other time. Mm-hmm. However, you know, quite often we always find a mutual agreement that happens. Makes everyone happy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Shall we wrap it up?
That's it. Have a good night, guys. See ya.